Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Packers are down by 14.
I just had a feeling we're going to win this game.
Touchdown, Green Bay!
The
Packers are back in it.
We're going to overtime.
I thought we needed to go for it.
Fourth and three from the 35. It's incomplete.
Just didn't convert.
There was a lot of demons that were exercised today.
Dagger! And the Packers have ended the five-game losing streak.
There were a lot of things that we turned around today.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and we are portable with you wherever you are. You can hear us on your smart speakers. You can see us on ESPNU. You can download the podcast after the show. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning,
gentlemen. Hey, how you doing there, man?
Hey, how are you?
Very good.
Giants, good to see you. Giants are 7-2. I feel great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They're 7-2. The Eagles are 8-0. The Cowboys are 6-3.
Cowboys in third place. This is the year.
That makes
third
you
place.
Feel so good, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, so good. I don't know how long it's going right. to last, no, but
that,
I feel good right now.
The truth, though? Yeah. This is a year so good. The only thing on the resume is this team. They're going to – so place. Much for
see what happens, though, Max? Like, last week, we were doing our parlays, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, no doubt, Cowboys going to smash the Packers. I'm like, oh, feels like it's setting it up. Here we go. Expectations for the boys now starting to be like this. Feels like the bottom's going to drop out.
Well, today. I said it, and I'll still say it. If they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if.
So what does that mean? They're not going to the Super Bowl because they won't get home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
If was a fifth. Listen, facing fourth and three from the Green Bay 35, first possession of overtime Sunday, Mike McCarthy in his Green Bay homecoming. He's back at Lambeau. He's got a squad now, and Aaron Rodgers is scuffling. Ha-ha, Rodgers ran him off, but we're going to see what coach is going to do.
When they went up 28. Went up 28-14. Coach yep. McCarthy, you could see he was like, "Yeah, he
yeah,
was
right."
All fired
oh,
he
got it, yeah.
Oh. Well, you felt like they were about to pull away, though.
I did.
The difference is Rodgers is one of the greatest ever at what he does, and McCarthy's not at what he does. He's fine, but he's not the Aaron Rodgers of coaches.
Yeah, because if that was Bill Belichick that would have went for it on that fourth down, he would have got it. Right?
Yeah, right. I mean, wait, Key, you just hit on it. So it's they're trying a 53-yard field goal, right? Instead of that, because it's into the wind at Lambeau, McCarthy knows about that. So he hands the ball to Dak Prescott, incompletion. The Cowboys wind up losing 31-28. They're now in third place in the NFC East. But that's the thing that Key
or
just
if it
hit
was
on.
Sean Payton, all of a sudden they would have got it, right?
The key is not that McCarthy made a bad decision, because you could easily see, listen, even if we make the field goal, there's plenty of time for them to still win the game, right? But 53 yards into the wind, we're better off going for it. It's not that the decision is bad. It's that if it was another coach,
the wind would have died down right at that moment, right? No, that's what happened.
You know why?
All of a sudden, the wind dies down.
Tell him why, Key.
Oh, it's
nothing good ever happens for that guy.
Nothing good ever happens for him. It's just that's what it is.
It's the Bill Parcells.
It's like they raced a 14-point deficit like that. That would have never happened. That wouldn't have never happened to Belichick. It was Sean Payton.
They'd have made right? the same choice.
They'd have did the same thing. It just would have never happened.
I just want to say that this is the same team that put up 9 points last weekend against the Lions.
So here's Ruben Frank tweeting, Cowboys are now 195-1 when leading by 14 points in the third quarter.
They Going into the fourth quarter,
they were previously 195-0.
And it just so happened – Mike McCarthy's the guy who got the L. Yeah.
I just want to say it again, guys. Right? I just want to say it again. This is a team that just put up 9 points, against the Detroit Lions last week.
The mighty Lions defense.
28-24 and then dropped 31, like got up 20, like That's crazy.
And McCarthy's reasoning, as Key would say, was solid and sound for not kicking the field goal. Listen to him.
We were right on the line. Going north was the wind. You know, obviously we wanted to toss. They took the wind. So, you know, we were right on the line for the field goal. And, you know, hey, to be honest with you, I felt we needed to go for it. You know, I mean, I called it on second down, especially the way the game was going. I mean, it was, you know, big play penalty, big play penalty, big play penalty. So, you know, our thing was just keep playing. We had good calls, you know. So I'm fine with the decision. Obviously, I know we didn't convert, but, you know, fourth and three, you know, just didn't convert.
Yeah, I'm fine with the call, too. I don't necessarily know what the play was. I felt like maybe there was a, you know, just looking at it, they probably could have done something different. I would have probably moved the pocket a little bit with Dak, gave him a run pass option there, a little hitch on the outside with a corner over the top, something that we call 218 smash, just to get the ball out. It's an easy throw. All I'm trying to get is the 3 yards anyway. But it didn't work out that way for him, and it all falls on his shoulders.
That's the point. There are some players and coaches in sports where, as Bill Parcells once told Keyshawn Johnson, something good always happens for that guy. He's just in the right place at the right time somehow, or nothing good ever happens for that guy.
Ball's right there. He's getting ready, and then it bounces out of the ball. It goes out of bounds. He makes the tackle. They cause a fumble. He's going to dive on it. It squirts out. The other guy picks it up.
Tom Brady, something good always happens for him.
Always.
Always happens for him.
Yeah.
Eli Manning in the playoffs. Something good always happened for him in the playoffs. And there are other dudes. Nothing good ever happens. Now, McCarthy's won a Super Bowl, but he was in Green Bay for a million years with Aaron Rodgers, and he won, and he only got to one.
But it feels that way. It feels that way for Dak Prescott as well.
That
right?
Nothing good ever happens for him?
It just feels that way.
Yeah, it does.
Where
early on, it felt different. It felt like something good always happens for him.
And on the flip side, as much as people have some sort of disdain for Aaron Rodgers, something always happens good for him in the end. Right? Go crazy. Ah, he's this, he's that. He gets paid. Ah, he's this, he's that. He's going to run off 13 games in a row. He's not going to ever win again.
Somehow,
and he says what he says, he wins.
He's going to make the playoffs, isn't he, this year, Rodgers?
Yeah. I feel like he will. I feel like I said earlier in the season when they first started on this slump, I said, as long as they go 6 or 7 seed, they got a chance to go to the damn Super Bowl.
So, go ahead, Jay.
Last Friday, we were saying that they're
yes,
done.
Yes, that is correct.
Yep.
So now
I didn't say he was done.
I said the team was done.
You're allowed to have a win. It doesn't mean that you're going to sustain this level of play.
Yeah, but it's,
you
want to
hear from Rodgers on snapping the loose?
How it looked one game, Keith.
It's how they got the win.
They dropped.
No, I got to be a prisoner moment in this one.
No.
They dropped 5 in a row.
Last week against Cowboys versus the Bears.
They dropped 5 in a row. Jay, you want to hear from Rodgers?
Sure.
This is on snapping the losing streak.
We were obviously on a really rough stretch, 5 in a row. We hadn't scored 30 points in a long time, seems like. So a lot of, you know, Christian hadn't had a receiving touchdown. There were a lot of things that we turned around today. Just coincidence that Dallas was in town. Although myself and the other Aaron on the team have had pretty good performances over the years against Dallas.
So, I mean, what do you guys think? Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Put it on paper right now, Max.
Yeah, I think they're going to the
You're
playoffs.
You're saying yes.
Yep.
Okay, let's mark it down. Key?
Yeah, let me look.
I think
they're going to play
the Giants. Here's what it comes down to. Do you think the Giants, I've said this all along, do you believe the Giants and or the Seahawks are going to the playoffs? If the answer is yes, then the Packers aren't going. But I think one of those two, either Seattle or New York, is not going to the playoffs. And at this point, I'm guessing Seattle's not going to the playoffs and Green Bay is. That's my prediction.
I think Green Bay's going to be 6-7 seed. That's just, I don't care about all the who's and the what's. It looked different when it needed to look different. They did what they should have done. They ran the ball against a team that have struggled to stop the run. And they ran it very efficient and tough and powerful. And they didn't get away from it except the one time on fourth down when they elected to try to play slick and fool somebody.
Guys, and also the defense looked legit.
They look better.
Can I say one thing here about the Cowboys? Does nothing ever good happen for the Cowboys? Because you know who the Cowboys' next game is against, right? They visit the Vikings. They could easily lose that game.
Well, they went into Minnesota with Cooper Rush and won last year.
But they could lose this game. And then after that, the Giants come to town, and they could lose that game too. They could easily lose those two games. Easily. And now all of a sudden the question is, do the Cowboys even make the playoffs? This is going to be interesting. That's a big loss that they just took.
So they can lose three games in a row?
If the Packers caught the Cowboys for that last playoff spot, I would let – because, by the way, the Packers, the real America's team, that's Vince Lombardi, that's middle of the country, all
I
that
wasn't
stuff.
Born in.
And the Cowboys, fake America's team, they're the popular, flashy team that actually doesn't get it done.
Well, it's not like the Packers got it done.
Packers won a Super Bowl a lot more recently than the Cowboys. A lot more recently.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like so 10 going, years ago.
Yeah, okay, Packers, 10 years, but not 25.
And then against the Giants at home in Dallas.
Yeah. They could lose both those games. I mean, they could win both. They could split them.
Probably beat the Giants.
I don't know. Like, that's a 1-1 type schedule to me.
Well, the thing that the Giants do well that the Cowboys haven't done well, one can't stop the run, one can run the ball.
There you go.
So, we'll see.
Know what else? Daniel Jones ain't knock wood. I'm not even going to say it out loud. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to jinx it.
But can that offensive line stop Michael Parsons and company?
Nope.
You know,
nope,
if they get a lead.
Well, what's been going on with Micah Parsons the last couple of games? Zero sacks. It just seems like there have been questions with that defense.
Nothing. They don't have
to drop back a lot.
Teams that hadn't dropped. Aaron Rodgers only threw the ball 20 times.
Guys, the winning word, every 10 minutes after top of the hour, from now through December 7th, we are saying a winning word on KJM. It's part of the 10K a day giveaway here on KJM.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
We're giving away $2,500 an hour. The way it works is you text the following word I'm about to tell you to 777-000, and then you're entered for your chance to win. We're going to do it every weekday from now until the end of the show on December 7th, every hour. We're in hour number four of this show today. It means we've been doing this. This is the third show. 11 different people have won $2,500, and the winning word of this hour is Cheddar. But the way we're spelling it, it's like when you talk about like rap lyrics, right? You look at what's that dude saying, and you look it up, and it's spelled phonetically, Cheddah.
Right, we different.
Not Cheddar, Cheddah.
No, we're not gonna. No, Cheddar is not. Get that Cheddar. We're not doing that.
No, we're saying Cheddah. Cheddah. I had to explain to Key what it meant and everything and how we're going to spell it because he was very upset that we weren't going to spell it just regular cheddar.
You really enunciate the cheddar.
Yes, just cheddar. Cheddar. But I need people to spell it properly. Cheddah.
I like cheese.
Text to 777-000. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
That's really how you spell it.
Yeah. You like the big bills or the smaller bills when you get your money?
Man, it doesn't really matter to me. It all spins.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. It does matter to you, though. You're not spending crypto, for example.
No, I don't even know what crypto is, to be honest
with
you.
Not FTX.
It's not going to be around for much longer. What's that?
What?
What?
I don't even know what it is.
I'm not like the world's defensive of crypto.
NFTs,
I love how you position me this way.
Cryptos, NFTs, what's NFTs. Another one? That's one more. NFTs, crypto, something.
VR, virtual reality?
No, it's another little money
Bitcoin.
Deal. Bitcoin, all that.
The perfect oceanfront property next to Tom Brady in virtual reality. What's it called? The Meta Universe. The Metaverse.
The Meta Universe.
The Metaverse. And Key, I paid for it in Bitcoin on an NFT on the FTX exchange.
Hey. Oh, Max.
You can
Max.
Get out early like Jay.
That's right. You
got
to get in and out.
Get in, get out.
So you're out, right, Jay?
Well,
you made your money, you got out?
I'm not all the way out.
Yeah, you got to keep a little stake in. Why not? If you already made money, you already turned a profit.
It's like your portfolio, right?
Yeah.
You're losing money here and there. You're still
in. As long as you took out enough to make a profit, now you're covered. You leave the rest in.
Let it ride.
He bought the yacht with the money.
Yeah, virtual or real?
No, yachts, plural.
In the metaverse or in the actual verse?
I think in the actual verse.
In the actual verse?
He bought a 130.
The actual verse.com.
No, 120. Is it 130 or 120?
120 what?
Your yacht.
How many feet?
Oh, no. I can't divulge that information.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you will love, visit progressive.com/careers.
What was once a three-horse race is now still sort of a three-horse race. But Patrick Mahomes is the new MVP frontrunner, plus 140 betting favorite, which is a little less than 1.5 to 1, followed by Jalen Hurts at plus 280, which is a little less than 3 to 1, and Josh Allen slips to 5 to 1. Those were always the top three the last few weeks, but Allen now third. And now one QB has closed the gap on that trio and is lurking. Tua Tagovailoa just behind them at 7 to 1 after another Miami win and 3-touchdown performance.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Had
a shot. I thought, okay, game's over. Josh Allen's got this. Could have won it in overtime, but he threw an interception directly to cornerback Patrick Peterson in the end zone, which sealed the three-point win for Minnesota in easily the game of the year so far. It was Josh Allen's fourth red zone interception in the past 2 weeks. The Bills are now 6-3.
They keep Josh Allen up there, though. They won't just drop him,
well,
right?
I mean, you could see with your eyeballs, Josh Allen's a whole lotta. But keep him up there in the odds, you're right. Patrick Mahomes is number one. Then you got Tua, you got Jalen Hurts, you got guys before Josh Allen now for sure. There was a moment, though, when Josh Allen beat Mahomes head-to-head where
he
was clearly
the beginning
by
of the season.
Not the beginning. Wasn't the first game of the season.
Well, Tua also beat
Buffalo beat Josh McGowan. Buffalo played – oh, no, they played the Rams.
Yeah,
it was like the second week of the season.
No, it was a little later on in the season, but they went head-to-head. Mahomes didn't make the plays down the stretch. Josh Allen did. And when he did that, he was rightfully put by himself number one.
Since then, things have changed. How does he have better odds than Tua?
It doesn't make sense, Jeff.
That's absurd.
I guess because Tua missed those games.
Did you hear me just say that they stay keeping him up there?
Like the odds, like Josh Allen's plus 500 and Tua's plus 700. Like, what are we doing?
I guess because that's also predictive. So people believe that going forward, Josh Allen will do more.
Because Key, out here are these narratives about how Miami going to do in cold weather and Tua. Like,
how is that? But wait, let me ask you a question.
There was a list of Tua haters once again.
I'm calling Tua hater,
Key, can you admit this? Jay said, whatever it is, he didn't exactly put your finger on it, but Max, you're doing something negative with Kirk Cousins. I had to cop to it. He's right.
Yeah.
You're doing something with Tua. There's something there. There's something negative.
Like
Key, what is it?
Don't feel like he's already on board. Yesterday, I get on the call.
We're having a therapy session.
Yesterday,
we're working
out.
I get
on the call, and I say, you know, Tua's right there, like top two MVP conversation.
Yeah.
And Key's like,
he's not top two. They got him at four.
Where do you have him?
I'm not talking about that.
Where do you have him?
Where do you have him?
No. Key, where do you have him?
I have him at three.
I think that's fine. I think that's right.
I got Josh Allen underneath him.
Right.
Based on what I've seen the last time I seen Josh Allen, body of work, he threw an interception on the double clutch that Pat Pete picked off in the end zone. He muffed the snap.
Yep.
That's right. I'm going to.
So you got two a third, Mahomes and Hurts.
But
and
I
then
got him
Tua.
Third, but he's so far down
the
three.
See? Here it goes again. He's doing it again.
He's doing it again.
Key.
He's third.
No, wait.
It's not so far down.
Let me have the floor for a second there, Coach. Mahomes is up here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then Hurts is here.
Okay.
And then Tua's below Hurts.
Okay.
And Hurts is right in the middle, but Pat is so far up.
I think Pat
That's
is
all.
Up. And then Hurts. And I think Tua is on their
Tua
tail.
Tua can't catch Patrick Mahomes for me. And neither can Josh Allen right now. Can't catch him.
Tua, because I give him extra credit for coming back from
Jalen
the head injuries.
Jalen Hurts could catch him because he's undefeated. He could, if he what if the guy stays undefeated?
Yeah, but what if he doesn't, though?
But then he's slowly going, as soon as he loses a game, he's going to slip a little bit. You're saying Tua has no chance. He's sitting in the third spot. Three ain't catching one at this time of year.
Wait. You are proving
ridiculous.
Jay's point,
Why?
Though. Because he could catch him conceivably.
If he was two, he'd catch him.
One bad game from Mahomes and one bad game from Hurts with a good game by Tua. Now Tua's probably tied with Hurts for second. And then one or two games later, he could catch him. Why couldn't he?
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes isn't having any bad games.
Well, I'm not talking about Mahomes.
That's why I'm saying he's not going to catch him.
But he could catch Hurts.
If he catches Hurts, I just said he can move it to the two spot.
Yeah.
But he ain't
hard
going
to
from
catch,
3-1.
Hard to catch Mahomes when you got Mahomes' guy and Tyreek Hill, and Mahomes is still better than you.
But regardless of the reasoning behind number one and drop, it's been a consistent theme with Keyshawn.
Just
a consistent thing.
You
with
almost
Joseph.
Made me curse
from
just
the beginning
now.
Of the year.
If
with
you
Joseph
don't stop the mess,
Tua, it's Keith. Been just
we all
oh,
have. We
speech
all have.
Hate
let me see if I can.
As it relates to Tua.
Let me see if I can convince Keith.
Hate Keith. Speech.
Hate
that
speech.
Is oh my God!
Don't cancel him.
Now he's talking about his hate speech.
It's hate speech.
Oh, God. See, he's just talking and the word came out. What? The beginning of the season, I did not like Tua.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
And now he's
had to show me.
You still don't like him.
What he is at the quarterback spot.
He showed you.
And I'm not going to jump and all of a sudden put the Dolphins in the Super Bowl because their fans don't like me because I used to beat their head in as a player.
Who's the best team in the AFC East?
Who's the best team in the AFC East? It's the Dolphins right now.
Okay, why was that so hard for you to say?
It was. You struggled a little bit with that one.
No, I didn't.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Man, I can't listen to y'all, man.
It's not even a thought. Yo, it's not
Jay,
even a
Jay
thought.
Let me take Key's side for a second now.
Y'all almost made me curse again.
Wait, Jay.
Y'all so full of it.
Let me take Key's side for a second now. Isn't it consistent of a human being, of a person, who has a certain way of thinking about the world, right? Like, you don't just take every bit of information and it's like you have no template that you run it through. You see things a certain way. So that's consistent. So Key sees a certain type of player. He's like, that is not my preference at that position. Isn't it consistent and nothing wrong with Key then saying, therefore, that guy's got to show me a little more before I really believe, right? Because okay. That's not really negative toward Tua. It's saying, look, I have a certain way. I understand the game. I'm knowledgeable about the game. And that kind of
it's
guy.
Not, but, no, it's but, not that it's not that Jay doesn't
to
understand.
You or to me?
It's not that Jay don't understand the game or anything like that. He did the same thing with me in Arizona. How is that working out?
Wait, why are you talking about Arizona?
Because you did the same thing. Arizona in the air raid.
I'm talking about this season,
nope,
Keyshawn.
Nope.
No, he's deflecting. Pointing out he's why his way of looking
See,
at things works.
That's what people do. They deflect. Right. They deflect.
Man, it's so
and that's a mechanism
man.
That Keyshawn uses. Duke,
what about, Jay, what about my original question to you? My original question to you.
Smart ass.
I have a lot of preferences, like even like as it relates to like power forwards. Like I still don't come out and say,
hey, man, we up against
this
the clock.
Is horrible because that's not my preference.
Hey,
I still give
against,
it respect.
We're up against the clock,
he just
Jay.
Doesn't give the game respect. That's what
oh,
I have a problem.
Now I don't
no
get a game
respect.
Like, I don't respect
the Dolphins.
I don't respect the game that I played.
The hate speech that we see towards Tua needs to stop. Stop.
The Tua fan's going to cancel you.
Please don't say hate speech because some idiot on one of those social media devices is going to say something.
Yeah. He's
going
to NFT him back to the metaverse.
The debasing speech towards Tua needs to stop.
The what?
Debasing.
Debasing? He's debasing Tua?
He debased somebody.
Stop debasing Tua.
Y'all put that together between Columbia and Duke.
Who should be the front runner for NFL MVP? We're going to ask a Hall of Fame quarterback next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Drop that ball, Josh Allen!
That ball came loose!
We had opportunities to win the game, and we got to do a better job taking care of the football.
To the end zone. Yes! It is intercepted by Patrick Peterson! Woo! And the Minnesota Vikings are 8-1!
Losing sucks. I gotta be better. We gotta be better.
And we're joined now on Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio by the Hall of Famer, Warren Moon. Morning, Warren. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing? That was a great day of football yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Right? We've had a call. We have had a bunch of those.
Actually, it was a great weekend of football because my Huskies beat Oregon. I loved it.
I know. I saw that. That kid up in Oregon, that left-hand quarterback. What the Pinkett, I think his name is?
Michael Penix Jr.
Penix.
Yeah, don't forget that name.
He came from Indiana.
Yeah, he was ripping it.
Well, he's been ripping it all year long. I think he leads the country in passing yards. So he's been throwing it all over the yard all year long.
Who's been ripping it all year long in the NFL, Warren Moon? Who do you have as the MVP frontrunner?
Well, you still got to look at Pat Mahomes. I mean, golly, the guy's so impressive. He throws 4 touchdowns yesterday. I think he's thrown 25 for the year to 10 different receivers. Everybody talked about what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill being gone. Well, all he's done is just spread the wealth around, and he's just showing he's an MVP caliber guy. And then you look at Tua and what he's been able to do this year, the numbers he's putting up and the explosiveness he has on offense. I think he's, thrown 3 touchdown passes over the last 3 or 4 ball games. So he's being very, very productive as well and not turning the football over. So those two guys I think would be my 2 tops. Even though Jalen Hurts, you know, his team is undefeated, I just don't think he has the numbers that these other guys have.
Yeah, that would be fair based on the numbers for sure. I kind of had Jalen Hurts up there because the team was undefeated. And if you look at it, they have an opportunity to maybe potentially, now that the Cowboys just lost to Green Bay, they may run the table and wind up being a 17-0 team. But
you know what's funny, Warren? I just said the same exact thing that you said, and Key just dismissed my point. Like, it had – just totally was like, then you come on, Warren, and you say
true.
Exactly the same thing. He goes, that probably makes sense.
I put him at 3.
This is my life, Warren.
I had him
you
at 3.
You can feel my pain.
I had him at 3.
Well, I just wanted to get in there and state that for the record. That's
well, I watch you guys all the time. You guys go back and forth, and I love it. I love it. I love you guys' show.
Man, don't listen to him. Yesterday, your Minnesota Vikings and the Buffalo Bills had a barn burner all the way down to the end. The final play, obviously, was the fumble by Josh Allen. But then the final play in regulation was the fumble. The interception was the final play when he double clutched that thing. Tell me, Warren, at the quarterback spot, when you double clutch and you cock like that, why would you decide to throw it when you know that Pat Peter's going to undercut it based on your first initial response to where that location of the football should be?
Yeah, when you're throwing that seam cut into the middle of the field, you've got to hit that back foot and let it go right away. You can't double clutch because that defensive back is now going to be driving on the football because he sees that's where you want to come with it. And Josh Allen has so much confidence in his arm. Sometimes he has too much confidence in his arm. And I was the same way sometimes, so I can't sit here and say I'm perfect. But that's what happens when you think you can make every throw and you can get every ball in there. But when you double clutch going in the middle, bad things are usually going to happen.
Especially in this day and age, you know, post Aaron Rodgers kind of, you know, middle of his career, the standard is a lot of touchdowns without those turnovers, without the interceptions. Talking to Warren Moon here on Keyshawn, J. Willimax. By the way, before Tom Brady, he was the answer to the best old quarterback ever, right? He was like, you went to a Pro Bowl, I want to say you were 41 years old, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. But nowadays, you can't throw those interceptions like Josh Allen. Like, Patrick Mahomes takes care of the football. That's one of the differences, I think, Warren.
Yeah, and especially for Josh the last couple of weeks, you know, against the Jets last week, I think he threw 2 interceptions late, and he also did the same thing this past week. And he's throwing them in the red zone where you have a chance to score, and now all of a sudden that's taking points off the board. You can't even get a field goal attempt. So he's got to take better care of the football. I think he's admitted that in his post-game comments, but – admitting it and still going out there and doing it, you're just going to have to do a better job, because as much as he did to get his team down the football field with the great scrambles and all that to get them in scoring territory, he took that all away with forcing the football down there into the end zone.
Warren, there seems to be all these, and look, the numbers don't lie, but these narratives that follow Kirk Cousins in primetime games and whether people believe that he's actually a top 10 quarterback or not. But, you know, from your eye in seeing championship caliber level, if you had to rate from 1 to 10 your confidence level in Kirk Cousins actually winning a Super Bowl, what would you say your confidence level is in him?
From 1 to 10, I'd say probably a 7.
Okay.
I think because of what everything else the Vikings have going for them, their defense is playing really well. They can pressure the quarterback. They're creating turnovers. With Dalvin Cook, they can run the football. And then they have a dynamic receiver with Jefferson. I think it's just up to Kirk Cousins not to lose football games for him. If he just becomes he's got to be more than a manager on that football team, and I think he's doing that. He's being more than just a manager on the team. He's making some big throws. But when you've got a guy like Jefferson that's going to go up there and get it for you, you can force the ball into coverage like he did on that corner route where Jefferson makes that one-handed catch. You don't throw that against two men with a guy underneath and a guy over the top. But he had the confidence to do that, just like I had the confidence to do that with Chris Carter. I just knew that he would go up and try and make a play on the football, and that's what Jefferson did. If the defensive back knocks that ball down instead of trying to catch it, we don't have that great catch there. But they both tried to go up and make the catch, and Jefferson won in that instance.
Warren Moon, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Warren, let me ask you about Dak Prescott, somebody that you know, you've been in his ear a bunch in trying to help him out, play the position the way it should be played. Why is it seems that nothing good ever happens for him right when we think something should? He goes into Green Bay, he's got a 14-point lead, and then they lose the damn game.
First time ever in Cowboys history in his return to Lambeau. What is that?
Yeah, I think their coaching staff is just too in love with Dak, you know. And I think if you look at the formula for when Cooper Rush was in there, they were winning football games. He was probably throwing no more than 25 times a ball game. Now Dak yesterday throws 46 times in that ball game, and he had a rusher that went for over 100 yards. I just think they fall in love with Dak a little bit too much as far as play calling, and they need to get back to what was working for them early in the season when Cooper Rush was playing, be a little bit more balanced and not put so much pressure on Dak to have to make so many plays, because he's not that quarterback. He's a really, really good quarterback, no question about it. But 46 times in that ball game, he didn't need to throw it that much the way their offensive line was coming off the football.
No, that is true. That is so true, Warren. I say it all the time. Keep that type of quarterback under 30 attempts. Okay, if he can be 18 to 26, 200 yards, a touchdown in the air, a touchdown on the ground, and we can rush for over 100, and our defense can play solid, we're going to get out with a W.
And?
No turnovers. And we're going to get out of there with a W all day long.
Yeah.
All day
yeah,
long.
That was the key. But I think going into overtime, you're probably going to throw it a few more times than 30, but other than that, yeah, I know what you're talking about, especially when you've got a team that can run the football, and especially when they get Zeke back and have that double-edged sword, they should be able to control the line of scrimmage and run it a little bit more and take a little bit less pressure off their quarterback, let him be more selective in the type of throws that they make, especially play-action type throws where he gets better protected and he also has probably open receivers running down the football field.
Mm. That is Hall of Fame quarterback, the great Warren Moon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, Warren, stay up, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. See y'all down the road.
Thank you.
Great, right, Warren Moon. How was it, 9 Pro Bowls? And they wouldn't even let him play quarterback in the
Bowls,
NFL when he turned pro.
9 Pro Bowls and 5 Grey Cups.
The best player in college, the best player in college football, right? Can't get a job as a quarterback because of racism.
I want you to play outside linebacker.
Yeah, right. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm the best quarterback in the country. I shouldn't play quarterback. All right, I'll go to Canada.
And he was ridiculous
in
the Rose Bowl his senior year too.
It was and the mental gymnastics that the football world went through to convince everyone. No, it's not because we're racist. It's just a joke.
They still go through that gymnastics.
It's right because look at the number of coaches. A joke.
Yeah.
Hey, how well does Keyshawn know Keyshawn?
We're going to explain that coming up. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Willimax. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Guys, it's time for our parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Monday.
This is the Monday Parlay.
All right. The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, and let me set it off on the parlay. Ready, guys? Mm-hmm. I'm taking the over on Jalen Hurts passing touchdowns. It's set at 1.5. I think that's a little low. I think he'll throw for two TDs.
That's easy.
That's why. I took it.
That's a lay against the Commanders. Man, we're going everything Jalen Hurts. I'll go over Jalen Hurts rushing yards, 40.5.
That's one carry. Yes. And I'm going
just different, man.
I'm going AJ Brown over 71.5 receiving yards, which to me is easy.
Yeah, he's an all-purpose do-everything wideout.
Yeah, he'll probably wind up with about 85 yards.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds right to me. Hey, if you're looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits, go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. How well does Keyshawn know
Keyshawn?
That's the question.
I don't understand.
Well, let's help you out with this. Okay. James?
Yeah, you asked us to come up with the total touchdowns against away, right?
Who
away.
Asked?
Wait, what Max did. Max brought it up. Right. Max wanted to know who you scored the most touchdowns against away.
Yes.
Away?
No, yes. In other words, on the road.
On the road.
What other
at what stadium?
At what stadium did you score? Against which team did you score the most touchdowns on the road at their place?
In my career.
In your career.
James, are you wearing a
Chiefs? I would guess the Patriots because that was those are the games
you needed.
I'm
supposed to be the guy.
I would guess.
This question's for Key.
I'm allowed to guess. You can guess.
No, I don't. It's for Key. I want Key to guess.
But he can also
I would guess Patriots.
See, he's
one.
Copying me.
I would guess Patriots is one. And I can probably tell you the number. It's.
Oh, Max, you're a bad boy, man.
Three against the Patriots that I could think of.
How long did you play with the Jets?
4 years.
It seems like 8 years.
Yeah, right. The way New York
they covered you on the nightly news on because
he
back
was
then,
so loud back then. It was 8 years.
If he did something, they covered him. If they did nothing, he would say something. They would cover him.
I'm not perpetuating narratives.
No, but you've been around them people too much in your life.
Them people.
Yeah, you figure out what the people are. Jeez. Anyway, I would say Patriots won. San Francisco, too.
Okay. All right.
I would say.
How long were you in the NFC?
I was in the NFC with the Bucks and the Cowboys.
For how many years?
7 years.
Damn! It's just, I would have guessed the opposite. I'd have said 7 years with the Jets.
I would say.
This is the longest.
So that's one, two, three. man, Atlanta.
James, you should have some
I would
kind
say
of
Atlanta
clock.
Four.
So you know what Key is doing? Key is not only going from memory, but he is thinking. He's the type of player he was.
Four.
Who were the teams that we really needed to beat?
There was
right?
There was a three-way tie.
Okay. And I'm just going to give you five. So the fifth team is probably I'm stuck. It's not the Giants. Not Buffalo.
Miami?
I said Atlanta.
Did you say Miami?
It's not Miami. I didn't score too many in Miami.
Actually, your most career touchdowns are against the Dolphins, not in Miami.
Yeah, I know. I used to kill them. That's why they don't like me.
New Orleans?
No, not New Orleans. Who is it, James?
So, no, you had them. You had three each against the Patriots, the 49ers, and the Falcons.
Yeah, I knew. I used to torch them. I used to kill him teams, man.
But you know what's interesting is who did you play with? You played with the Jets, you had to beat the Patriots.
Yep.
You played with the Bucks, you had to beat the Falcons.
Yep.
You played with the Cowboys, you had to beat the Niners.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the teams you showed
but,
up against.
But
weird thing is that the 49ers, he had two as a Jet.
At the Jets, yeah. That was a Jerry Rice comeback game. It was Keyshawn against Jerry. He's coming off of ACL. You know, young versus the old. Yeah. In the whole deal. Oh, man, I went to work on Antonio Langham.
So Jay, Keyshawn knows Keyshawn pretty well. Like That's not a surprise.
Oh, man, cooked him.
Any other questions, James?
So stupid. Any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's one. Okay. I didn't know if there was any other.
Are you surprised that Keyshawn knows Keyshawn pretty
no,
well, Jay?
No, he has a brain of an elephant.
If you said something about...
He remembers what he put back on his... On his kale salad
Let's
2 years
this.
Ago.
Let's
what are you
try
talking
this.
About?
Let me try so another. Stupid. Let me try another question. Let's see if Keyshawn gets
my
it.
Kale
How
salad.
Well does Keyshawn know Jay Will? What sport did Jay Will play in college?
Basketball.
Oh my God, he's paying attention.
Guy really
just
does
like
his
that.
Homework.
One shot.
Really does his homework.
One
basketball.
Shot. See, he didn't know that after your first Player of the Year award, but after you won your second one, now he remembers you.
What was
you.
The first sport you think Max played?
The next one will be the first one.
Squash.
Squash.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. The
pickleball is blowing up
right now.
It's blowing up.
I got about four of my friends that have built pickleball courts in the backyard over the last year.
Yeah, right.
Like,
it's
seriously.
The and then so 10 right years, like they're going to look back and go, what was I doing?
What was I doing, right?
Yeah. Should have just put up a hoop.
Yeah.
Get a little
put
tennis
up a real
court.
Tennis court. Yeah.
And one of them wife goes, we should buy a team. LeBron just bought one. I said, you guys should go buy a team.
Yeah.
You should do that.
You know, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, do you own a pickleball team in the metaverse?
No, I do
Are
not.
Are you sure about that?
I'm glad you call it the metaverse instead of the meta universe.
The meta universe.
20 minutes ago.
In the actual verse, Tom Brady owns it. No, LeBron James owns a team. Does Tom Brady own a pickleball team?
Yeah, Tom Brady just bought one too, though.
Yeah.
Bought one. They all buy. LeBron, I mean, I don't even know what. Yeah. I have no interest, so I really haven't dove into it. Mm. Jay, you.
Nope.
I'm going to take that.
Kevin Durant
I'm going to take that
too,
cash
KD
right there
too.
And go buy a pickleball team.
KD bought one too.
What was our winning word of the hour, Max?
Our winning was Cheddar. Cheddar. Cheddar.
Get that money.
Yeah,
$2,500. KJM 10K a day giveaway.
That was
by
fun.
The way, text Cheddar to 777-000, and you're entered for your chance to win $2,500. The 12th person of our last three shows is about to win $2,500.
Just roast them like that.
It's not going to come from this 10 because I'm
Miami
taking this
too,
case
though,
out
Jay,
with me today.
He said squash for Max's first sport.
Squash.
Squash.
Water polo.
No. Because you know your body.
Give this man
your
some
body. You don't have a swimmer's body.
Give
right.
Him some culture.
Yeah. You got to have a swimmer's body. You not. No.
Polo. Regular polo with the mallets
polo.
On the
polo.
No,
on the horse.
Because you're not rich enough. Mm. You're rich, but not rich enough.
I see. To play polo.
To play polo. You don't have the rich person look.
Yeah.
Is
you know,
like
country
ball boys
club and all that.
Polo? Like you would be like the ball boy.
I'm the ball. What do they play with?
Out there.
The mallet boy and
some of the polo matches though out in Montecito.
Hey, no purchase necessary.
Jay.
Our contest ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.